Hey folks.
Hello.
Welcome back.
We're back.
We are so back.
We are so back and better than ever.
Exactly. Oh my god, it's such a beautiful day, Lil.
I know.
Like, let's
I was sitting out in the sun. Well, yeah. I was waiting for this one to arrive.
Yeah, I'm panting a bit. I was moving boxes in my work. We're switching locations, so it was I took an Evo, and I don't think I closed the Evo properly, so,
I'll come on Saturday.
Please do. Mm-hmm. Please do.
I will.
Anyways, how was your week? Location. Anything was new that you can disclose on the radio?
Whoa. Finals is upon us.
Yes.
I finished some of my classes. I did a presentation.
Yeah.
That was such a hit in my class. Like, it was awesome.
I'm proud of you.
What did you do this week?
I worked a lot. Did not do much, to be fair. I mean,
honestly,
I'm just chilling.
Okay.
I'm like, the finals are coming, but yeah. I don't see the point in stressing too much. But
yeah. Should we say this week's theme?
Yes.
Because it's so
good. It's so fun.
Good. It's so good.
Yeah. Please go.
Well, this week's theme is electronica.
Exactly. And this theme directly ties with the origins of the show because...
Literally.
You know, le rituel, where this comes from is me and Lily would go on this little parkade and smoke weed and listen to electronic music. And we called it our little ritual. And that's where it's stemming from. So it's coming back to the origins today, folks.
I know.
Uh-huh.
To the basics.
To the basics.
Yeah.
And
we were also enlightened by this extremely amazing NPR podcast that Jerome introduced to me.
Yes.
What was it called again?
It's Throughline.
Throughline.
Throughline. And it's the one on electronic music. It's so interesting. And I mean,
it like blew my mind.
Yeah, because you don't think of electronic music as political. You don't think, you just think it sounds. I mean,
just like a mush of like a lot of different like beats and synths and things like that.
And its origins are so interesting. It came out in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Late 70s, early
80s. Came out of like the death of disco, honestly.
The death of disco.
Yeah.
And it came out of the Shy, Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when we think about house music, the first people that come to mind are like Daft Punk, Tiesto, like all these white European men.
Yeah.
But house music comes from Chicago. It was black queer men that were dancing to forget about the AIDS pandemic, forget about the racism enduring.
Yeah.
And, you know, when like that's, I think, Honey Dijon in the podcast that said that.
Yes.
It's like when it was like Move Your Body, the song like move Your Body.
Oh my god, I started following like multiple people that they suggested in that podcast.
Yeah, it was so good. But when she was like, they were like, when Move Your Body, it was not just a statement, it was an order, like move your body to forget, move your body to dance, to like feel good.
No, exactly. And the song that I've chosen
that
really makes me like feel in that mindset is this song called Record Deals.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Tell me more.
I found it last year.
Yes.
And I even think that, like, I found it with you.
Maybe.
I can't even remember, but it's so good. Just, like, it was, like, the first kind of, like, house song that I had ever really, like, resonated with, I guess, because I never really listened to house music before I met you. And you were like, oh, like, you know, just give it a listen. And I was like,
exactly.
I will. And
so,
I was pleasantly surprised.
Let's listen to that. I remember you showing me the song a while ago.
I love this song.
It's really good.
It's so good. Like, it gets stuck in my head all the time. I'm always like, hit it from the back.
Hit it from the back.
And I feel like it's just like a, just a good, like, mm-hmm. intro to house music.
Yeah, you know, it's very easy, like, to,
yeah, no,
it was
literally
the perfect introduction for us, for our wonderful theme.
Yes.
I mean, I can't vehicle and talk about how much fun I had creating my little playlist for this one.
No, I like took 2 weeks, like,
yes,
just adding stuff, uh-huh. and then like deleting things, yeah. and then adding, and maybe even being like, after listening to uh-huh. that podcast, I added more songs.
Yes.
It expanded my mind, to say the least.
Exactly. So the one I will, well, you know, hit it from the back. Let's do a little turn and go in back in time. So I'm going to play some Ron Hardy, mm-hmm. a pioneer of Chicago house with Frankie Knuckles. And it's Sensation. It's the short version. And it is so good. Have you ever heard it?
No, but I started following Frankie Knuckles.
Frankie Knuckles is so good.
He's so good.
Yeah. And Ron Hardy is like a Frankie Knuckle-esque person.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so fun. So, like, I'm blessing your ears, everyone.
Is an original house
that
track.
Is a original bop.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
I would have loved to play like the original version, but like we said offline, it's like it's 10-15 minutes. It's so long because I mean these tracks are just meant to be played.
Yeah, just like for prolonged. Well, it's like all like house music originated mm-hmm. in like the house
yeah.
of like literally somebody's basement.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's meant to be played at parties and it's meant to be played for people to mm-hmm. dance to.
Yeah.
And it's not meant to just like keep a short attention
exactly.
span.
Exactly, no.
Which is like also has an influence from disco,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
Yeah, and it's like house is almost like religious. I don't know how to explain,
yeah.
but it's like you turn inwards.
Yes.
And you just... like, you just dance to mm-hmm. what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You just move and express yourself through your movements.
Yeah.
And just listening to the music and following it.
Exactly.
I mean, a lot of people compare it to their church or, like, to their religion.
And honestly, like, I agree with that. I'm uh-huh. like, yes, that makes... Have you ever been to an... I think it's called, like, an ecstatic dance?
Where you just, like, dance, and don't care?
Yeah.
Like, no, I've never done that.
It's so much fun. It's basically like they just play house music uh-huh. and you just like roll on the floor.
Interesting. Have you?
Yes. Oh, like many times. I'm from crazy. Portland. Of course, I've been uh-huh. to one.
I've never
so,
done that.
You should. You would actually really like it. It's so fun.
Okay.
But since we went back in time, mm-hmm. I decided for us to stay back in time and go off of one of the songs in the podcast that they said kind of influenced the start of house music,
mm-hmm.
which is You Make Me Feel by Sylvester.
Yeah.
Which is honestly, I didn't even realize that it had such a big impact. And I've listened to the song before and not really connected it to house. And then once I listened to it again, I was like, I can see the influence now. Mm-hmm. This is really interesting.
Okay, well, You Make Me Feel by Sylvester.
We're out there dancing on the floor, darling, and
That is a song.
That is a great one. Yeah, Sylvester, a true queer icon, disco icon, a queer icon.
Mm-hmm.
So fun.
Do you see what I mean? Where you can like now hear like the house, like
the disco influences in
the
house music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's like, especially just from like that opening like beat.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Uh-huh.
I'm obsessed.
I'm gonna, do you know Mistress Barbara?
No.
She is, okay, so she's from a hometown hero.
Uh-huh.
She was born in Italy, but then moved to Montreal when I think she was 8 or 10.
Yeah.
And she is so cool. And ooh, one of her, like, greatest songs, like, hits was Dance Me to the End of Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a take on Leonard Cohen's Dance Me to the End of Love. And, well, Leonard Cohen's also a Montreal, like, hometown hero.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nothing
in the Canadian
influence. Bring up the Quebecois influence in this.
Please.
So, I mean, this is such a great remix of the original song and such a great take on the original song.
Mm.
So, let's listen to that. And
please.
She came to Picnic Electronique last year. And I saw her, and I believe she's coming again this year. And I really want to see her again.
I'm hoping I'll be there.
Who knows? But she is, I think, maybe like 45. And she's just like this boss that
yes,
knows how to DJ and make people dance.
So, a dream. A legend. Dream.
A true legend. Dance Me to the End of Love. Mistress Barbara.
That was so good.
That was so great. And every, like, song she has is such a bop.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah. I'm sorry. Jerome showed me a really funny video. I can't stop.
It was a video of me saying, go abs, go.
Yeah.
So,
love you, Quebec.
Exactly.
Anyway. Exactly.
So, what do you have for us, Lily?
Well, I don't know how to describe this one. This song has been used in various movies and soundtracks, and it's very good, and it's one of my favorites. I wouldn't say it's, like, entirely house, but it's definitely, obviously, like, an offshoot of it.
Yeah.
It's these guys from France called Air. And they're actually coming to Vancouver. I wanted to get tickets, but they are $75. So if I find a way to get
GoFundMe
$75, please, or a dollar, I would take it. But they're from France, and they're amazing.
They're amazing.
I quite like.
Well,
this
let's a lot. Listen to the Frenchies,
please.
The Frenchie. Thank you.
Okay, so
we had a little hacker.
We had a hacker.
We had someone come in,
but it was a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Because they had to play it
exactly
before actual air. Sexy Boy played, which is off their album Moon Safari, and it came out in 1998. And what I was trying to say before, I don't know why I couldn't get it out, but I feel like air is like more like proper electronica rather than house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you just had to add it in there, you
exactly.
know? It's so good. I love that song.
It's really nice. I added it to my playlist.
Mm.
And I'm like bouncing off this. I'm also putting a French DJ. His name is Guts. And he's really, really cool. So what
like
he
that.
Does is he takes songs from all around the world, like hits, and makes them in a house music type mix.
Yeah.
Or he collaborates with people like in West Africa, in South America, and makes really, really cool songs. So this is a song with a Afro-Indigenous group called the Garifuna Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so good. They're from Belize. And it is such a bop. And all his albums, I think he's at 5 now, they're like straight from the decks. So it's how he says it. It's his finest selection from his famous DJ sets. So he's very not humble. But the songs
are
insane. And they are summer songs to the max. So this is one of my favorite of his collection. So
play it up. Like I was in summer just there.
Every single song he has is just brings you like to a perfectly chill vibe. He even has one with Lisa Leblanc, which is I think a Chiac. Well, she's Chiac, but I don't know if she's from Montreal or from Quebec or from New Brunswick. I don't know, but she's so cool, and it's like a take on a like thing you can say in French, and it's just like emphasizes the just chill. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it means.
It's so your vibe. Like, I can imagine you listening to that.
Yes, like driving,
laying on running, the beach, running, on the beach, reading
my marathons. You know me,
biking,
mm-hmm. all the time, mm-hmm. always mm-hmm. blasting. Anyways. Yeah. So the next song is a communal one.
This is a special one.
This is a really special one because, well, you found it.
I to say the least, I don't even remember finding it, but I believe you. Because
I think you were trying to help me to do a DJ
mixes, right. Oh, yeah. No, I remember now. In your dorm room.
Exactly. And you were like, look at this. This is so good.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is insane. So I did some research on this song.
Oh, really?
Came out in 1991. Oh. Just before the end of apartheid in South Africa. And it got sold 120,000 copies on like cassettes and
oh
CDs.
My God.
And it was just a way, again, like how electronic music is just, it's very political and it's not just sounds.
Yeah.
It made people like dance and have fun, and it was an integral part of the vibrant musical culture in South Africa that is still like continuing today.
Yeah.
So it's Bafana Bafana by Professor Rhythm.
So good. It's
and
so
oh my
good.
God, it is so freaking good.
Bye.
Ultimate bop.
So good.
Ultimate, like, dance song.
We had a few dance breaks.
Oh, my God. We had multiple. It was so good.
Bafana, what is, do you know what Bafana means?
I have no idea. And I wonder in it's in which language. Because in South Africa, there's like...
A bunch.
There's so many languages.
There's so many.
I really wonder. Yeah.
We'll do our research.
We'll do some research. But let's continue.
Keep the good times rolling.
Exactly. And you know what the synonym of good times is Daft Punk. You know that?
I actually did know that.
Yeah.
It is Daft Punk. And it is their... live 2007 Coachella mix.
It is so good.
It's so good, and we need to bless everybody's ears by playing it.
Exactly.
As our final closer.
Enough said.
Enough said. Leave it stuff formatted. Bring it, babe. Watch it, turn it. Leave it stuff formatted.
Surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it.
Oh, that was a little snippet.
A little snippet, because this is what concludes our...
This is bidding adieu.
Exactly. So we have to say bye-bye.
We have to say goodbye.
Goodbye, and see you...
Don't miss us too much.
Don't miss us too much. And see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks time.
2 weeks time. And it's my last time on this for a little while. Because I will...
Don't even bring it up.
We'll talk about it next.
Yeah, exactly.
Next time. But let's close with another hometown hero for me. So Keitranada will seal the deal.
Please. I want to hear it.
Of course. So see you folks. Be safe on them roads.
Bisous.
Bisous.